The work included replacing lead lines at nearly 250 homes. The utility says homeowners paid nothing out of pocket. The project was financed through rate increases, safe drinking water loans from the Wisconsin DNR, and a special sales tax created to finance renovations at Lambeau Field. On Tuesday morning, officials gathered at Green Bay's Emily Street, where the city's last known lead service line was replaced. Mayor Eric Genrich called it a victory for science and engineering.
It's really a great example of what we can do when we identify a problem, but also allocate the resources that are necessary to really address it.
An official from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency says he plans to use Green Bay as a model for how other cities can approach the problem of lead service lines. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.